Regular Personnel Committee meeting.
Thank you.
It's 2:27. Call to order, the people, people around the table is Karen Hartley Nagel, Ken Woods, Robert Weiner, Janet Kilpatrick, Lisa Diller, Bill Powers, George Smalley, John Cartier, myself, Dave Tackett, and Bill Bell. And motions in order for the minutes?
Motion approved.
Second.
Made and seconded, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so moved. All right, we'll go to number three, is approval of a hire of a new legislative aide for the 9th District. I don't know if everybody got who's applying or who did apply and the bio. So, nobody did?
No.
No, we didn't.
The bio.
I asked him, he said it was none of our business.
The bio.
Okay, all right. My fault. That I was duly noted to thought it was my fault. which it probably was, but, first of all, I wanted him to stand up, Michael Rodriguez, to stand up and just say anything about yourself, if you want.
Hi, my name is Mike Rodriguez. I've been speaking with Tim occasionally, and Angelique has been training me for a little while. Very eager to learn and become part of the team, so please bear with me if I'm trying to place a name to a face. It might take me a few minutes, but I would appreciate any guidance or help, and thank you in advance.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Weiner.
Yes, just state for the record that Michael Rodriguez is the applicant for to be Councilman Sheldon's aide.
Right, the night that, yeah.
As a personal note, that Michael Rodriguez is married to your current aide.
We believe in nepotism on the night.
Yes.
Very true.
And both of them just came back from Greece. What a coincidence.
They got a lot in common, these guys.
Yes, they do.
And I will say, I will thank Mike. Mike has shadowed Angelique, as we call it, in the business for 2 or 3 days. So he's been working, and hopefully it's a smooth transition. I will say that the 9th District is really taking it hard about Angelique leaving. She did a great job, I will say, going through. I've said it before, she's an ace in the deck. But you know what? You need another card after that, too, to get blackjack. So that's what we're doing. So Mike's coming in.
You said it, not us.
I tell you, last night at a old Milltown Manor, I'm not going to lie, it choked me up a little bit. Because there was 20 people there, and every single one of them had nothing but nice stuff to say about her. So go ahead, George.
I just want to know if any of them commented about you.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't good.
I just want that on the record.
Mr. Bell.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that your recommendation for your new legislative aide, Michael Rodriguez, be accepted by this council.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. And Mr. Cordier.
I just want to say that we wish Angelique great success whatever role you're pursuing after this. And I'd like to welcome Mr. Rodriguez here. And if there's any way my office can be helpful to you, sir, we're welcome and we'll help you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do I tell him now?
No,
my aide's going on vacation next week and he can always come back.
Oh, it's so unfair.
Hopefully next week's an easy week then. That's all I can say. Thank you very much, and I do appreciate Angelique. I am being true when I said I started thinking about it when everybody was talking about it last night, and I did kind of, get a lump in your throat and saying, wow, this is going to be tough. But it's an experience. I told John Cartier, I used to make fun when he was going through some, and I said, I haven't made fun of anything about the aides going around because we were all shuffling around at one time. But we wish Angelique and good, and I'm sure we'll see her. So with that being said, we're going to go right into executive session. I need a motion for executive. Oh, excuse me.
Just make sure that you try to go out of order.
We will be going out of order. We had executive session to discuss confidential personality matters. I think we're going to move number six up to number five, so we can have the selection of clerk of council. It'll be fresh on our minds, and we'll just stay right on that, unless Mrs. Smiley.
I'm just trying to be clear now. Are you going to in the executive session for number four now?
Yes.
And while going into that, you want to go out of order and move number six to number five and five to number six?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. No problems with that? I just, should we have a motion on it?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed?
Not opposed, but can we state the reasons for the record why we're going into executive session?
We're going to executive session to conduct the clerk of council interviews with the top three candidates that have applied for this position.
So therefore, it's a personnel matter. Thank you. And who will be remaining in the room?
It'll be all... Nah, Lex, you got to go. Good for volunteer.
Right.
It'll be just council members and the candidates that are coming forward one by one.
And then I'll say...
Attorney will... We'd be Betsy.
No.
So we're fine.
And your age.
I'm my age, of course, conducting the minutes and... Right. Everything is switching.
Right. And
well, yeah, the candidates, yeah.
Oh, and the candidates, too.
The candidates will be coming in. We'll go into candidate A, B, and C.
And then can I just state, understand we chose candidate A, B, and C by drawing names out of a hat so that we... There was no prejudice in how we were presenting them. Whoever's name came out of the hat first is the first interview.
Uh-huh. All right, I want to just make sure we do this professionally. We're calling this meeting to go into executive session at 2:30, it looks like up there, that clock's right. Okay, we're out of executive order. The executive session was to conduct clerk of council interviews with the candidates. No votes were taken, and... And new jobs were discussed as far as who was getting them. We're here now to vote out of executive session. And like we said before, we're going right down the row as candidate A, B, and C. So, no further ado, any hands for candidate A for getting a job? Okay, 8, 9. Okay. Well, that's the majority. We're over 7 on that one. I don't see why.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay, then I'll do that.
But you can only vote.
Candidate B. So, candidate C. Well, thank you very much. Candidate A has the job, and we'll discuss that with that particular person right after this meeting.
If I may.
Go ahead, sure.
Formalize the process and make a motion that we elect, that we hire candidate A as a clerk of council to be elevated to a pay grade 30 at the appropriate step.
Second. Very good. Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Can we take five? I know we have to go back in executive session, but for the last thing. But I have to take a break.
Sure, I need another five. Here you go.
Okay,
I got Michael on first.
Okay. All right, Mr. Smiley.
Yeah. In order to keep things moving forward, following our protocol previously, I'd like to make a motion that the two co-chairs of personnel immediately move forward for the posting of deputy clerk to council.
Second.
Internally.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm just so used to it. One door opens and another one.
Who was it?
Isn't that
Brian.
Funny?
Brian Boyle?
No.
I was going to say Brian Boyle, just leave it closed.
Yes.
Okay.
With that being said, and since this is over and we've made this selection, We're now going to go into, we need a motion to go into executive session.
Motion.
To discuss confidential personnel matters.
Second.
Motion made, second. On a question, all in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now we do.
Two different ones.
Okay, there was a motion made, second, to come out of executive session. We were in executive session to begin with to discuss a confidential personnel matter. There was no motions made, no votes taken at this time. Mr. Spotlight? Oh, I thought you had your hand up.
I do when you move to the next item on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Just addition, only matters that were scheduled on the agenda for executive session were discussed.
Verbatim what Mr. Councilman Weiner just said. Okay, then, so we've done everything until number seven, under other. The rest of the council is smiling.
Yes, Co-Chair and fellow members of council, we unfortunately currently find ourselves in a position where we have some legal expenses that would come in, and the remaining funding is insufficient in order to cover that. I anticipate, after discussion with Mr. Boyle and Ms. Garner, additional expenses coming in, so I make a motion, and this needs to be done because we have outstanding liability, to transfer an additional $30,000 out of the contingency into the attorney line.
Motion was made and seconded. Questions on the motion? All agree, Councilman?
I'm sorry, I was looking at that.
Oh, okay. All in favor? Okay, I'm sorry, you do have a question.
Oh, yeah. The money was to pay for what, Councilman?
Attorney's fees.
In relation to?
This. Personnel matters.
Continue.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So be it. Motion for adjournment's in order.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
Motion made, second.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay.